if you are aware, let's talk about that. If you are already aware about, and if you are so laser focused that you know what to do, then what should be the way to start your entrepreneur journey? Create content. Create content for the next 5 to 10 years, bare minimum, on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, LinkedIn, Medium, Quora, YouTube, etc., etc. All right, I'll give you one example. Let's suppose if I take my example, because I learn, apply, and share, that's my tagline. That's something which I preach because I believe in that, right? I believe in that, and that's the reason why I teach you. I teach what I preach. So learn, apply, and share. What I did when I was around 2021, I took my first job from college, then followed by second, third. There's a long story behind that, which is like on digitalpratik.com/about or my story. You can just refer to that, why I took 3 drops. And meanwhile, I was figuring out what I love to do. Even I was not sure what I love to do. This is something which I love to do. Recording videos, helping people, building my own brand, building my business, blah, 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 XYZ things. So money is something which is like a byproduct of whatever I'm doing. So money is not the thing which I'm chasing. I'm chasing happiness. And happiness only comes when you do what you love to do. So you have to figure out what you love to do. And to figure out what you love to do, either if you are aware, awesome, do this thing. If you're not aware, let's talk about that. Try anything and everything you like and you will find what you love. Try everything. This is what I did. I was at this stage. This is what I did. I did call center jobs. I did Amway, Herbalife, network marketing. I did online network marketing. I started 2011 or 2012 it was when I started something for the first ever time online, and the company name was Empower Network. All right. Company name was Empower Network, and the entry product to be into that company was $25 product, which was a blogging tool. All right, which was a blogging tool. So I borrowed money from one of my friends. I started this. I failed because what I thought was after investing $25, I would start making money. But that is not the case. You are building a business online, so it will take time, it will take some investments as well. So we are talking about freeway over here. So try anything and everything along with your job, because job is necessary, or anything. I'm not talking about job only, anything which can give you cash flow every single month. So that, let's suppose if you are just starting out, you probably might earn somewhere around 10,000 to 15,000 rupees when you're just starting as a student, as a part-time job or part-time something, or a full-time 10 to 15,000, let's suppose. Out of that, at least invest 1,000 to 2,000 rupees into your business, into something which you are learning. If you are doing something like blogging, if you are doing something like Instagram videos, then try to run some Instagram ads. Try to reverse engineer what people are doing. Try to use some tools. Invest your money in that and don't worry about the ROI over here, because you're going to lose all your money over here. You're not going to get 2,000. If you invest 2,000 rupees, you're not going to get 4,000 rupees straight away. Because you are building something, you are trying to figure out what you want to do for the rest of your life. So this is going to be purely and purely 100% loss in the initial stage. But your ROI, the biggest ROI, is something which is learn, apply, and share, where you are building yourself. You are building your brand and you are trying so many things. Out of these many things, you are trying to figure out what you love to do. And when you crack that, your ROI will now turn into the money part. All right? Your money part. So entrepreneurship is not easy. It's not something like you open up a shop and then you start earning. Because opening up a shop will take your investments. You'll have to buy a shop, you'll have to buy a space, you'll have to buy furniture, you'll have to promote your business, blah, blah, blah. So before even starting, or before even getting your first customer, let's suppose in traditional business, you invest a lot of money. While in this case, what I'm telling you is, you don't require money to start an Instagram account. You don't require money to start a Facebook page. You don't require money to start a Quora, Medium, blog articles. You don't. All right. So you have to understand, you're starting something for free. You're starting your business for free. And then gradually you will become someone who starts making money. With that being said, this is Digital Prateek, your podcast host, signing off. I'll see you later.